Kof Hei Adar, Thursday the 23rd of March, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, Parshas HaChodesh.
The organizers, Kol HaKodesh Hazeh, Yesh Nepoi, Inen Nepoi, those that are listening in from far. As we've heard, I'd like to discuss Parshas HaChodesh. Rashi says at the beginning of Bereishis that Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah should have really started from HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Why did the Torah start from Bereishis? Rashi says a pshat. So the Mefarshim explain, why is it that the Torah should have started from HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem? Everyone agrees that one needs to discuss Bereis Olam, the Maisa Ovis, which is Sefer Bereishis. So why should we start from HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, go in chronological order? So the Mefarshim explain that the whole Yetzirah of the world was the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael with Teda. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem was the first mitzvah which is given to Klal Yisrael with Teda's Klal Yisrael. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael leimei. Klal Yisrael, this was the first mitzvah which Klal Yisrael got as a communal basis of adas b'nei Yisrael. And since the whole Tachlis HaBriya was for Teda, and the Tachlis HaBriya is for Klal Yisrael, so we should start off with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Realizing that HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, this parasha, which we name the coming Shabbos in Yitzhak Hashem, was the first parasha which was given to Klal Yisrael. It was a Rishon, it was the first, which was given to Klal Yisrael, Rishon Hu Lochem, Chodesh Hashana. I think it's worthwhile to try and work through the parasha as much as the time allows, to see what Yesodus there are in this parasha, which are Rishon for Klal Yisrael. The Rishon is always the foundation. The Rishon is the starting point, and everything else follows on from the Rishon. So the Yesodus that are there in the Rishon apply to us right through the Deiris. The first point that the Torah Taka starts off is Daver el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The Malbim explains an Eda is a tzibur, made up of all different parts. Klal Yisrael is a tzibur. L'habdilel v'avdolos goyim, even if they come together for something, they'll even come together to pray, and even if they'll pray to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, there's no din of tzibur. V'skrov in Pashvetz, Chan explains, goyim have also got tefillah. What's special about Klal Yisrael? Mika Hashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu eilav. That Klal Yisrael got special kech of tefillah. So Rishkov says the kech of a tzibur, the achdus of Klal Yisrael, the kech of tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is made up of many different parts, and each one's got their own role to play. But together, it's a unit of a Klal Yisrael. It's avada gebeit of them. It's based on the fact that nishmas Yisrael is all klulis yachad. This is the lashon of Teyman Tveira. Klal Yisrael, the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, all unified together. We're all born in L'Hashem Elokeichem. We find dinim of arvus, each one's responsible for the other one. We find the musig that Chazal tell us, Eina doimim mu'otim ha'isim sa'mitzvah, l'mrubim ha'isim sa'mitzvah. If many people come together to do a mitzvah, then each one's chelik becomes greater. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael. We find a special din, which the Torah stresses in Pesach Mitzrayim. Sele beis ovis, sele abois. A family unit together. If there's not enough, who is shechenai? Neighbors. A kovil beisai. It could be that idea is as follows. The Ritva coins a phrase in his Pesach on Agodah Shel Pesach. Pirud sibas agolus. The cause of Golus was Pirud. Division in Klal Yisrael, different factions in Klal Yisrael, not being able to work together. It starts from the Chet Mechiras Yosef. klal yisrael mitzrayim, in order to be able to come out of golus mitzrayim, that to be mesakim, that to rectify this avera which caused the golus. So if pirat sibus hagolus, klal yisrael im mitzrayim, he quotes a chazal, Chofetz Chaim quotes a ton of Belio, that klal yisrael towards the end of the tkufa mitzrayim, they realized, they came together, kosu bris, they made a krisus bris, a pact, ligman chesed zemzeh, to do chesed one another. The way I understand things, it's not just the mitzvah of chesed. And it's not just the fact that chesed helps us to earn or to merit chesed from the Rabbein Shem, as Chazal tell us, kol ha-merachim al ha-bri, someone that's mercy on other people, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu got mercy on him. But I think there's much more to it than that. Chesed creates achdus in Klal Yisrael. And if the sibah of golus was pirut, Pirut Sibus Agolus, which created the matzav that Klal Yisrael had to go to Mitzrayim because of Chetam Chiyus Yosef, then Klal Yisrael had to be Misakim to rectify that. So they came together as a unit to help each other. When we prava kom Pesach celebrates, the first thing charity begins at home. As someone once said, it's easier to be Makarev or Chaykim than to be Makarev Kraven. Sometimes for families, the whole family to come together, sit around one table together, is not always so easy. Celebrate Sovis Selaboyes. Shechinim, looking after Hakovel Beisoy. So in order to show, to demonstrate the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, it starts off with a family, strong family unit. When then one extends the family to Huavesoy Koyvelov. That's lesson number, point number one. Daber Kol Adas when you saw the Kech of a Tzibur. 10 people that come together to daven, it's not 10 yechidim, it's not 10 individuals, it's a tzibur. And it's got schus of a tzibur. Chaim Valojin quotes a braisa, quotes a Zohar Kodesh. When the yochid davens on his own, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu scrutinizes who the person is and every word that he says. When the tzibur daven together, then the Rabbein Shem looks away. I always say, you hear about the grace of tzaddikim that sometimes daven yechidas, we can't afford that luxury. If a tzibur daven together, then a bunch looks at it and looks at the tzibur as being a unit. Ponel tefillah sa'ara, the bunch looks at an individual tefillah, but lebozes tefillosam, says the posse in Tehillim. The bunch doesn't despise their inner, lebozes tefillosam. There might be reason to despise. There might be reasons to that not every person's roi that his tefillah should be accepted, but it's a unit. It's a tefillah of a tzibur. And the same is with everything of a tzibur. Every communal action together. Moving a bit further in the parasha. Klal Yisrael were given two mitzvahs. At Erim Ve'eriyah, the Rabbein Shem looks around and sees that Klal Yisrael's naked, clothes on. So Chazal tell us Erim, at Erim Ve'eriyah, without any mitzvahs. That's a limit in its own rights. The fact that we might be dressed, that's our goof. What about our neshama? Our neshama's clothes. What's the clothing for the neshama's mitzvahs? It's at Erim Ve'eriyah. Klal Yisrael didn't have any schusim to come out of Mitzrayim. So the Rabbein Shem gave him two mitzvahs. Dan Pesach and Dan Bila. Dan Pesach and Dan Bila were two mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael were given. What's special about these two mitzvahs? Dan Pesach and Dan Bila. We see from the Einshin how special they are. Pesach and Mila are the only two mitzvahs I say that if you don't do them, you can be chayv koros. You cut yourself off from Klal Yisrael. Normally, in order to be chayv koros, one has to do a positive action, whether it's harayis, whether it's chaylev, eating Yom Kippur, these things, doing melacha, koros. Not to do a mitzvah, we don't normally find koros. Pesach and Mila, if a person is not mal himself, and he goes through his whole life without Mila, and there was no reason why he couldn't be mal himself, it's chayv koros. If someone doesn't bring kom Pesach, this koros. So from the fact that the Torah gave such a strong punishment of koros for someone that doesn't keep Pesach or Mila, from that alone we see what Pesach or Mila is. I'd like to suggest two ideas in Pesach or Mila. Chazal tell us about Kom Pesach, especially Pesach Mitzrayim. Mishchu k'chu, another pasuk in Parshas Bo, just after the Parshas Achodesh. Draw and take for yourself. Poshep Shatan Pasuk. Chazal learned, Mishchu Yedeichem Avodah Zarah, pull yourselves away from Avodah Zarah and buy a tzoin, and buy yourself a sheep. The tzoin was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Through Klal Yisrael bringing the tleh and shechting it, roasting it whole, they had it next to their bed for 4 days, they couldn't get away with it, couldn't hide it. So Klal Yisrael through that took the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim and killed it. Shecht it as a carbon. Mishchu Yedeichem Avodah Zarah Chulchem Tzoin Shel Mitzvah is the idea of Korban Pesach is to pull themselves away from Avodah Zarah. Mila symbolizes something else. You say in the Brocha, straight after the Bris, B'tzetzov Chosam Bois Bris Kodesh. His descendants of Avram, that was the first one that was given the Mitzvah of Mila, Chosam, he sealed them Bois Bris Kodesh. What's this Bois Bris Kodesh? So the Torah in Hilchos Mila says, Pshat HaZoy, Bois Bris Kodesh, it's a chosam of Abdus on the guf of a Yid. It's a stamp. On the body of a Yid, we wear tzitzis, which shows we're an Eved Hashem. But there's something on our bag, there's something on our guf. Tzetzov, chosam, Bois Bris Kodesh, it's a chosam of Abdus on the guf of a Yid. We belong to the Rabban Shalem. We're not ourselves, but we've got chiyuvim and shibudim to Rabban Shalem. Our very body, our bosagim vatzomas belongs to the Rabban Shalem. So Mila shows the shivu, the shtabdus, committing ourselves totally to the Rabban Shalem. We belong to the Rabban Shalem. Pesach symbolizes that our minds, our hashkofas, our machshovas are devoted to the Rabban Shalom. The opposite of Avodah Zarah. I'm totally committed in mind. What my mindset is, what my goals in life are, I'm sure to the Rabban Shalom. Mila symbolizes that my whole guf, my whole being, my body, belongs to the Rabban Shalom. Could be another pshat. Two prime Averis, or two prime areas of Yetzirah, that's Avodah Zarah and Arayis. Nowadays, Chazal, in time of Bais Sheni, then Bais Rishon, that Shekhinah Sagdil, we mevatel Yetzirah from Avodah Zarah, we don't understand what it is. The Avodah Zarah of Arayis is very rampant. A lack of morality, immorality. Pesach again is Avodah Zarah. Mishchu, pull yourselves away from Avodah Zarah. It was a mitzvah which connects us again to the Rabban Shalom. Pulls us away from Avodah Zarah. Mila, commonly quotes the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. What's the bris kodesh? It's a bris on that ava, on that part of the body where we're susceptible to nisyonos of arayis. So Pesach again is against Avodah Zarah, is against the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Mila is against this Yetzirah, curbing one's taiva, curbing one's rutzinus, one's wishes, one's desires to be able to do, enjoy life, enjoy oneself in taiva. So Klal Yisrael, before they became Avdei Hashem, before they came out of Mitzrayim, and in Yitzis Mitzrayim, we became the Amar Nivcha. We were Meshavet ourselves to the Rabbein Yishalelam. So they were given two prime mitzvahs. Each one had a Mitzvahs Nevesh involved with it. Over the Yisraelis, whether it's Avodah Zarah, whether it's the Inyan from Arayis, whether it's the fact that we're Meshavet Aguf, that's all symbolized in the Pesach of Mila. So it's a start. It's a Rishon. It's a start. That's the foundation of a Yid. Foundation of a Yid is to realize I'm an Eved Hashem and I'm a Shabbat myself to Rabban Yishalem totally. Mind, my actions, my body, my Ritzainas. We say before Anochas Trill in the morning, the Shabbat Taiva to Machshavah is Levein Al-Avedos is Bachshamai. Tefillin reminds us about Yitzis Mitzrayim that a Yid is Meshavat, his Taiva is in his Machshavah to Rabban Yishalem. That's Pesach and Mila. Let's go further in the Pasha. We were given the mitzvah of matzah and a prohibition and issa tit chometz. chometz is korus again. There's a special mitzvah of matzah. Matzah's got ketushin. In Ramchal, Meshachan Metzaten is Sefer Derech Hashem. In my Machochma, says, what's the inyan of chometz and matzah? What lesson are we supposed to take from chometz and matzah? What inspiration are we supposed to get by the issur that we can't eat chometz? Besides the ganze Pesach cleaning and everything. But what are we supposed to get? And we see that the Torah is marked with chometz afilu b'mashu. What's chometz and matzah? What lesson, what inspiration are we supposed to get from chometz and matzah? We've all got a guf and a neshama. We've got our physical body. We've got the neshama. Our soul, our spiritual side to us, ourselves. A yid has to realize, and again a rishon, a yid has to realize, who am I? I'm my neshama. My guf, my physical body is there in order to enable that the neshama can turn mitzvahs. And the neshama has to dominate the guf. The neshama's got to be in the driving seat. The neshama's got to be the one that pulls us in the right direction. And then the guf does what the neshama wants it to do. Without a guf, we can't turn your mitzvahs. We can't keep any mitzvahs. But who controls what directs? What gives us a sense of direction? What elevates us? That's the neshama. A person's here in this world and we have to interact. We live in this world, we've got to eat, we've got to drink, bodily needs, family life. That's all in Yon Olam Hazeh. But that's not the main part of us. It's all got to be channeled and directed and controlled by the neshama. The more a person involves himself in Yon Olam Hazeh, he's been nimshach, he's been pulled away, and he's been led by his chayma, by his physical side, and not with the neshama. Says Ramchal that the Rabban Shem wants that 1 week a year, so to speak, we should go on a diet. 1 week a year, our staple diet is always bread. It's called Hashem Alechem, in from bread. If you eat chometz, you can have a geshmaki piece of bread, a geshmaki cake, with a lot of flavor, without a lot to it. It's blown up. It's risen like a dough. A dough rises, it's blown up. It's artificial. Matz is lechem ayin. Lechem ayin is a basic minimum, flour and water. Can't have anything less than that. Maral says that's why it's called lechem ayin. The bread is poor, the bread hasn't got anything to it, besides its basic minimum. Eating matzah and pulling oneself away from chometz means that for 1 week we're concentrating on this theme. Remember, the main thing is our neshama, not our guf. We try and curb some physical pleasures. Our bread is the basic minimum. It's not so easy to digest. It doesn't taste the same. For 1 week, I'm not here for physical pleasures in this world. Self Ramchal, if 1 week a year we try that, then it helps us that when we go back into the world afterwards. And we're not supposed to live that way the whole year round. The Rabban Shem wants us to be able to have a guf and to be part of life and elevate in Yon Olam Hazeh. For 1 week, a diet. So it's again, it's a rishon, it's a yesod, it's the foundation of a yid to realize who he is. I'm my neshama. There's a pasuk in last week's parasha, al basar odom leyisach, on the flesh of a human being. You're talking about the Shem Lamishcha. So who's the human being? Not the flesh. The basar odom. So Chaim Vital says, from that pasuk alone one sees that the me, who am I? I'm a neshama. I'm cloaked. I'm clothed by a guf. We find that Klal Yisrael ate matzah even before they left Mitzrayim. So Avada, there's a whole concept of the reason why we eat matzahs, Hashem Shenigalu Mitzrayim, Lo Yochlis Mameya. The emphasis is no time to discuss that now. That's also connected with the neshama. The chipozon, the fact that we have to run out of Mitzrayim, we were driven out of Mitzrayim in the last minute, says the Malbim, and another mafasha, because Klal Yisrael were meant to shay tumah, and if they'd have stayed any longer, wouldn't have existed. Wouldn't we want to redeem? So the fact that we were rushed out of Mitzrayim, we couldn't hurry, we couldn't stay there longer. Why not? Because our neshamas were at stake. So even our Shem Shenigalu, as I said, it's a Pasha Fazich, even our Shem Shenigalu is also connected with the fact that the main geula was to save our neshamas. Some of us learned the lechem oini that we had that night of Leil Tzvot before we went out of Mitzrayim. So you can't say the Rebbeinu knew how he was going to take us out, therefore it was Hashem Osit. But Mepharshim learned that in Mitzrayim Gufa, we were taught that we had lechem oini to remind us of this whole concept, or to be mashish, to in Klal Yisrael, this Yisoid, Gashmis is there for Ruchnias, is second place. Moving on again in the Parsha. All points in Parsha Sachidish, which is the Rishon. This was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, and these are the foundation of what Yid is based on. And every year when we go through Parsha Sachidish, every year when we prepare ourselves for Pesach, we prepare ourselves for a new lease of life to become Avdei Hashem again. Order to strengthen our shibut to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to climb in our madriga being an Eved Hashem. Ushmatem es ha-matzes. God the matzah. Shmur ha-matzah. God l'shem matzah mitzvah. It's not just the inner of God that shouldn't become chometz. One has to be kivei, one has to have a shmir lishmo. But the prime concern is that it shouldn't be chometz. So Chazal and Rashi quotes, Omer v'yashia, al tikru shmatem es ha-matzes, al shmatem es ha-mitzvahs. God the mitzvah. So Rashi says, it means a machmitzin. Quote the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, al tikru matzes el ha-mitzvahs. K'der shem machmitzin sa-matzes, kachim machmitzin sa-mitzvahs, el im bol yotcha se'eusim yad, if you do it. If a mitzvah comes your way, do it straight away. Chazal are trying to teach us the sin of Zrizus and the mitzvah. Why pick matzah? I heard from the Manal Zechon Rocha many years ago. It's the Manal of Lezer Khan. So he said, Pshat Azei, take a matzah. If you miss this time limit, let's say of 18 minutes, you're finished. You can't rectify it later. There's many mitzvahs. If I don't do it straight away, I can't do it. If I miss my Kriya Shema, I finished. I passed the date, the time. I'm out of the time zone. So we have to realize that just like in Matzah, if we're not careful about every rega, and we miss this time, we miss the allocated time for Matzah, it's become chometz, you can't do anything. A mitzvah is a golden opportunity that we have to chaperayim. If we don't do it in its right time, we might lose out on the mitzvah completely. But there's more than that. A mitzvah which is done with Jesus is a different type of mitzvah. A mitzvah which is done with Jesus means, Mrs. Shoim says, that the mitzvah, Mrs. Shoim uses the lotion, the Rebbeinu wants of us is not just do physical actions. Then a ma'isa mitzvah, can't I be yotzer with that? The Rebbeinu wants the chayfet salevet trukas on the shomas. Lo shem sees shom peg zayin. Chayfet salevet, the willingness of the heart, trukas on the shomas, and the shomas is yearning for the Rebbeinu shalelam. I don't just do a mitzvah, I have to do a mitzvah. I do a mitzvah because I want to, and my neshama pushes me. A zrizus in the mitzvah is a similar dove. I'm not just doing a mitzvah because I have to do a mitzvah. Some of Farshim learn that chayotim taitches. Chayom Zalocha Sefer. He's got a period called Klal Samar Zayin or Samar Ches. He goes to all Klolim and Mitzvahs. And one of his Klolim and Mitzvahs is Jesus and Mitzvah. Wanting to do a Mitzvah. So he translates, so Shmartem is a Matzah. Says Shmartem, like the Pasuk says in Vayeshev, V'oviv Shomas Adov, I wait to do it. I'm waiting, when can I have the opportunity to do a Mitzvah? I'm looking forward to doing a mitzvah. It's a privilege to do a mitzvah. It's a way of connecting myself to the righteous. It's a way of being mekadosh myself. It's a way of showing I'm a loyal eved. I want to rotz nabayda. Ushmatim as a matzah is wait to do a mitzvah. Rechaim HaKadosh learns as a pshat in last week's parasha. Vishom of Nei Sol Shabbos. I wait the whole week to do keep Shabbos. Last Shabbos. I prepare myself the whole week that when it comes to Shabbos, I can keep Shabbos properly. And I wait for Kedusha Shabbos. Ushmatim as a matzah, I wait for a mitzvah. That's beforehand. When I do the mitzvah, when I've got the opportunity to do the mitzvah, chaparai do a mitzvah, I do it with Jesus. Because the mitzvah which is done with Jesus is the chayv v'tzalev tshukas l'neshama. So besides the fact that if you don't do mitzvah straight away, you might lose the mitzvah. How I do a mitzvah? Wanting to do a mitzvah. That's all part of the rishon. All the protim that the Torah spells out in this parash is achaydish as part of the rishon. We're talking to Klal Yisrael, we're laying the foundations of Klal Yisrael. We're laying the foundations of what it means to be a Yid, to be an Eved Hashem. So we start over the fact of a tzibut, a kavadas bnei Yisrael, family unit, extending it to friends, family and friends, and including perhaps the whole of Klal Yisrael, understanding the mile of a tzibut. The chashivas of a person being meshavd himself in his mind, body and soul to the Rabbi Nishalayla. Curbing one's machshavas, one's taiva, pesach amida, chometz and matzah, realizing I've got the gufan and neshama, and the main thing is my neshama, and realizing that the more I indulge, and the more I let my guf have free run, that I'm helping the guf to be in charge of the neshama instead of the other way around. That's chometz and matzah. When we do a mitzvah with the zrizos, look forward to doing a mitzvah. I'm waiting to do a mitzvah. I'm looking for opportunities to chaparayin a mitzvah. And when I do a mitzvah, do it with zrizos, that's a chefetz alev, chukas al neshoma. That's a yit. Then, with these lessons of parashas achaydish, we're laying the foundations of a yit. We are a yit. Every year we want to commit ourselves again. We grow. We understand better. I want a stronger commitment. More feeling for Yiddishkeit. It's a Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara says in Psochim, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, B'scha Shloisha Rishon Zochul Shloisha. Zocher l'shloisha rishon. There's three things in the Torah that's called the rishon. Rishon l'lechem chodesh hashana. Chazal say b'yom rishon mikakodesh with Pesach and with Sukkos. And kach l'lechem l'yom rishon. So the Torah says there's three rishon, three mitzvahs of rishon. First day Pesach, first day Sukkos, and the Tilas Lulav. The scha of keeping the three rishon, Rashi says. Shvisas are regular Pesach and Chag and Tis Lulu, which you call Rishonim, Klal Yisrael will be Zeicha to three Rishons. What are the three Rishons? L'hach Rizar Shal Esav, to destroy Esav. Esav Ayetzo Rishon Admoni, Esav is called the Rishon. L'binyan Beis HaMikdash, which the Gemara quotes a passage about Rishon. L'shmoy Shal Moshiach, Moshiach are Rishon. So Chazal tell us that b'schus this rishon, we're zeichet to three rishons. So Masho is Masbir. Masho explains, which is relevant to us this time of the year. We're now entering a tkuf of Pesach. And I'd like to share with you an interesting idea. Chazal tell us b'nissen niglu b'nissen asin ligoil. Klal Yisrael were redeemed and Chodesh Nissen is a special time which we're roi for the Geula. We've got to believe Achakalei v'chanyim shiyol. There's times in the year which are more musugal. So there's a Radak in Yecheskel. Someone show, one of my children once showed me this Radak in Yecheskel. Radak in Yecheskel chapter Memhei, where he says that the Nissen Nigelu, just like at the time the Gemar of the Geula was Nisbe, right? We started earlier. In Hakomas HaMishkan, in the first time, the 7 days of Miluim, and then on the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's when the Mishkan was set up. She says, "Who had in lost love? Even the schus of a Nissan asidim ligoil." It means that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we'll be roy for the gula, but the start will be already earlier. It begins Shivas Mayim Elul. Now the start of Shivas Mayim Elul. So we're already at this point of Nissan Nigel. So Shtein Radak and Yecheskel. We are ready at the special Zman that we can be Zeicha more than the rest of the year. We have to believe every day, with the special Zchus of Nisan Nigelu, Shtetan Radak and Yecheskel starts already at the end of Adar, at the beginning of Shivas Yemei Amiluim. We're laying the foundations, and we're preparing ourselves to be Zeicha as Benis Nasidim Ligoyen. At the time of Pesach, the time of Mitzrayim, the Rabban Shem destroyed the Mitzrayim and saved Klal Yisrael. And B'schar, our keeping of the mitzvahs of Rishon, at the time the Rabban Shem destroyed the Mitzrayim. When we keep Pesach as a Rishon, then we'll be Zeichel Hachizar Shal Esav, that the Rabban Shem will destroy the Rishon. And the Rabban Shem will save Klal Yisrael forever. Neshav Hashem Chuyos Elomim. When we learn Parsha Chedesh, we don't just read the Parsha. We're supposed to read the parasha and understand and take inspiration and the chizuk in our day-to-day avoda. If we are zeichel b'schar this rishon of keeping this the first day Pesach and understanding all some of the concepts that we've discussed in the rishon of parashas Achodesh, we'll be zeichel mitz Hashem to this year to rishon the nissan nigalu nissan asidim ligoil and be zeichel to all these rishons. Zah shalom aleichem, bini beis hamikdash, shel shmei shemashiach, mehevi meinu amen.